Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056. Or you can email me at the number 4, the letter U, betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound.
All right. Yes, you got to have faith. Amen. God bless you on tonight, all of our members, Praise Tabernacle Church. So glad to have you on tonight. We thank God for you, all of our members, through the Chaos Blog Talk Radio ministry. We're so grateful to have you on tonight. The several hundreds and thousands that are listening in all over the country, may God bless you. This is your friend, Brother Omar Zachary, here at Praise Tabernacle Church Incorporated, located at 877 North Clayton Street in the beautiful city of Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30046. Amen. And we're just so grateful to be in your hearing once more and again. And we pray that God has been encouraging your heart, that he's been strengthening you during these difficult times. In times like these, we can truly say we need the Lord. And I'm so grateful and so thankful that in spite of what's going on, that we can still have confidence in knowing that God still reigns. He still is all in control. Amen. So on tonight, we have another great Bible study, another great Bible study teacher. I'm so excited tonight. This will be the first night one of our newer elders, the newest part of our leadership team. He's been in the background for the past 6 months. We allowed him, gave him, right before the church closed down, I think he did like a little 5-minute sermonette for us and tore the church up. We're still trying to rebuild it now. In the midst of this pandemic, we're still trying to rebuild the church. And God sent him to us at the right time. Him and his precious wife sent them to us at the right time. He has been engineering and sponsoring our Chaos Blog Talk Radio, and he's none other than Elder Derek Oliver. He's a churchman in his own right. He comes from a line of preachers and churchmen in his own right out of the Ohio area. And we've just, him and his lovely wife, me and my precious wife, we've just all connected the leadership team. They love him so, and we're just so honored to have them a part of our church, a part of our family. Amen. And tonight we're going to hear from him. This is going to be the first night that he's going to lead us in Bible study. And I'm so excited to hear him even teaching on tonight. Every Monday night, many of you don't know, but every Monday night, him and his wife, they host a D&K Bible study, Bible, I forgot how you call it, Bible moment, trivia, or something like that, every Monday night. And he'll tell you a little bit more about that. Me and my wife, we tune in, and we get so many great nuggets from them. And also we get a lot of laughter, because him and his wife, I tell you what, they crack me up. Lady Keisha Oliver, she tries to keep him tamed a little bit. She's about the only one that can keep him. Amen. So we are grateful, amen, to have them on tonight. So without further ado, we're going to say a prayer. And then the next voice you will hear is the man behind the board, is the man behind this radio show. And we would like Praise Tabernacle to officially welcome him on tonight in the person of Elder Derek Oliver. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We appreciate you. We're grateful for another Bible study. And we ask now that you would send your anointing that makes teaching easy. We ask that you would crown your manservant on tonight with wisdom and knowledge. Give him, feed his mind on what is needed for your people, that he can deliver it to your people, and that us, the other leadership team, will be here to support him. And God, we just give you grace. We just thank you, because you've been so good to us, and we're grateful to serve a God like you. You're the only wise God, our Savior. And it's in Jesus' name we thank you and we pray. Amen. Elder Derek Oliver, the service is in your hands.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop. I appreciate it. To the elders and evangelists on the line tonight, I just want to say I'm kind of nervous tonight. You know, I'm dealing with some heavyweights in the Bible, studying the Bible and breaking the Bible down. So, you know, I'm a little nervous, been nervous all day. But at the same token, you know, I love the Word of God. I love preaching. I'm not a teacher. I can teach. But every preacher knows that when we try to teach, it ends up going somewhere else. I'm going to try to do what I was told to do tonight and teach Bible study. And I even got a title for tonight. Before I even get into that, I just want to thank everyone at Praise Tabernacle for the last 2 months. And I'm going to talk about it in the teaching tonight a little bit. What was birthed back in the late part of December. If I would use a theme tonight, is birthing your miracle into existence. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. There's some things here, and we're going to look at in Luke, the first chapter of Luke. I'm not going to read the whole chapter of Luke, but the chapter of Luke talks about Mary, how she received the news that she was going to be the carrier of Jesus. And tonight I want to talk about, because I believe everybody gets some news from the Lord that's so crazy that you don't even believe it. I believe when I was called to preach, then no one believed me. When miracles happen, people seem to don't believe it or believe that you fit the miracle. And there are some principles tonight that I want to show everyone in dealing with Mary. And how she received her miracle and how she went to get a partner like Elizabeth. You're going to hear me refer tonight, every Mary needs an Elizabeth. For those I'm going to talk a little bit about when you have a baby, you always have a coach. Normally it's your husband who coaches you or someone that be there to help you bring the baby out. To help you during the time of labor was really I was studying the scriptures here about Mary and Elizabeth and the miracle that she received. There's some simple instructions and principles there that if you put this to use, whatever the Lord gave you on your heart, if you follow these principles, you can birth your miracle into existence. there's some principles here. So we're going to start with Luke, and I'm going to read, I believe I'm going to start with the 28th verse. Luke chapter 1, 28th verse is where I'm going to start reading at. And it's just very important that you just listen to some of these things that's in here, because Mary was a teenage girl. Just so you know, the angel came for her to tell her she was going to be the carrier of Jesus. And I'm going to pick it up right here in verse 28. And it says, and having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she was troubled and saying, and consider what manner of this greeting this was, then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have favor with God. I'm going to stop right there. When God puts something on your heart and he gives you something that even you have trouble to believe that you can do, the first thing you got to do is you have to know your wealth. Verse 28, it says that the angel told Mary that she was highly favored. One of the first things you got to understand, when God gives you something, you have to know that you are highly favored. You are highly favored. I'm not making this up. The Bible says Mary was highly favored. And when God gives you something, just replace Mary's name and put your name in. You are highly favored. I don't care about the condition that you're in. I don't care about the circumstances around you. You are highly favored. God is going to give you something that ain't no one. Your mama may not even believe it. Your daddy may not even believe it. But God will put something in your heart. He will give you an assignment. He will give you to believe that you are highly favored. And you cannot let no one take that away from you, that you are highly favored. When God calls you, you are highly favored. And in verse 30, it tells you even furthermore that she had favor with God. You have favor with God because he chose you. It ain't based upon what you do or how you do it or how you pray or how many times you go to church. When God puts something in your heart and you have to birth this thing out, you first have to believe that you are highly favored, and then you got to have faith to believe that you have favor with God. But what we do sometimes is we think because we're doing things not the right way, we don't have to regret. You're talking about me. That can't be God's voice I'm hearing because I'm still doing this and I'm still doing that. Well, see, that's a lie. God picked you in the condition you was in. He favored you in the condition you was in. He wanted you to be in the condition you're in so you can reach other people. Amen? Y'all with me so far? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Talking good.
So when you get to the point that God puts it into your heart and the angel went to Mary, and Mary said in verse 34, I don't know a man. She said, I don't know a man, how this is going to work. Now, you got to understand, in Mary's time, you can pretty much say it's in like today's standards. How are you going to tell me I'm going to be the carrier of Jesus, and I don't even know a man? I'm not even in that position yet.
Right.
And the angel told her that we're going to overshadow you. And when she said overshadow you, we're going to put it in you. You don't need to know all the details sometimes. You don't need to know this, that, and just know that you're going to be the carrier of Jesus. And Mary was troubled a little bit. So the angel knew that she was troubled a little bit. Now, this is important now because I gave you a principle that you got to believe that you're highly favored, and then you got to believe that God has favor for you. And then if you still don't understand it, this is the important part right here. The angel told her, go see your cousin, Elizabeth. Now watch Elizabeth, everybody, because everyone needs an Elizabeth. Elizabeth, and it gives a breakdown of the type of people you got to have in your circle when you want to birth this miracle into existence. It gives a breakdown of Elizabeth. The breakdown of Elizabeth, if you look at it, it says that she was old. And she was barren. But she was having a baby too. That means she couldn't have a baby. But the Lord blessed her to have a baby. That means she believed in miracles. And so when you have a miracle, and even though everybody looking at you crazy, you got to find someone that believes in miracles too. Amen.
Okay.
And don't necessarily have to be old, but you got to have experience. Not necessarily old, but have experience. Because it says, the Bible says that she was old and she was barren, but she was 6 months pregnant. Now, here Mary, a virgin, don't know a man, all of a sudden becomes pregnant. And she can't explain it. That's why the angel said, go see Elizabeth. So when you find you an Elizabeth, now I'm not going to get in trouble here, because some people, your pastor may not be your Elizabeth. Your mom and your daddy may not be your Elizabeth. You got to find someone who has some experience, who believes in miracles, and also who has that has a miracle getting ready to birth as well. Amen. Not only that, but it also it says that when the angel told her to go see your cousin Elizabeth, it gives the descriptions of Elizabeth, but it also tells where Elizabeth lives. Amen. Let me get this right for you, because I don't want to leave you hanging out here. But it says that that Elizabeth, Mary, arose and went to a hill country, and this is in verse 39, that Mary arose in those days and went into a hill country with haste to a city of Judah. Now, I can preach 39 all by itself, because look where Elizabeth lives. She lives in the hills, and she lives in Judah. Now, when you break down the word hill, hill means on the top. Judah means praise and worship. When you find an Elizabeth that's a little bit old, that believes in miracles, make sure that she lives in the hills and lives in Judah. That means she was a worshiper. She knew how to worship. She was blessed. Judah means praise. Hill means on the top. When you got a miracle, you don't want to talk to valley people. You don't want to hang around people in the valley. You want to talk to the people on the top.
Watch
amen.
Oliver,
and then I see myself getting ahead of myself, so I'm going to slow down a little bit. When someone, the Lord puts something in your spirit and it's so good that no one believes you, you got to hook up with people who've had miracles, experience with miracles, and also that's on the top. That's not valley people. Valley people language is different than people languages on the top. People on the top and lives in Judah, they have a praise report. They praise in the Lord all the time. They see things that other people don't see. Amen. And Mary originally started looking this in the natural. It was Elizabeth's job to make her see it in the spiritual. That's why she had to go to Elizabeth's house. So when you get something inside you, you got to hook up with people who just as crazy enough to believe what you're saying. Amen. So every Mary needs an Elizabeth. And it gets good here, because when she got to Elizabeth's house, I'm going to show you in the scriptures, it says that when Mary saw Elizabeth, and Elizabeth saw Mary, that there was a leap in the womb.
Hey, right.
Amen. There was a leap in the womb. And the leap in the womb represents her spirit. There was something leaping in there. And when you can be around a body of believers, the reason I love Praise Tabernacle is I don't know a lot of you. Don't know you, don't know anything about you, but I know the spirit and the spirit. I am so sorry. I got happy there and lost my place. Everybody still with me?
Oh, yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still here, brother.
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, man. All right. My apologies about that. But right now, and I think this would be a good time, I'm going to come back with the leaping sensation. We're going to take our first break. We're going to take our first break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Sound.
Thank and praise God that you're joining us tonight for our Tuesday night Bible study with Praise Tabernacle Church. We would like to give you this opportunity to be a blessing to the ministry. There are two ways that you can give. The only thing that we ask is that you don't give grudgingly or under compulsion, but that you give from a cheerful heart. The two ways that you can give is by Cash App. Cash App is $PTC877. Once again, that is $P as in praise, T as in tabernacle, C as in church, 877. Or you can give by debit card, credit card, or PayPal, and you can call our office number at 678-760-6056. Once again, that's 678-760-6056. And we're going to turn it back over to Elder Derek Oliver in our Bible study coming out of Luke 1, verses 28 until he finishes. Back over to you, Elder Oliver.
I'm here.
Okay. Who is that, Taylor?
Yeah.
Did we lose him again?
We did.
I think so. No, I'm here. Sorry, I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm here.
Yeah.
Here we go. Verse 37, it says, right. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Nothing is impossible. After he told her to go see her cousin Elizabeth, and Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, you got to understand, when God puts something in you and he hooks you up with someone that's going to help you bring birth that thing into existence, you got to believe that nothing is impossible for God. No matter what the circumstances look like, nothing is impossible for the Lord. And then when she got to Elizabeth's house in verse 40, and entered the house of Zacchaeus and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby leaped in her womb.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And you got to understand something. This leaping sensation that happened. This leaping sensation in the womb. You got to understand who was in the womb. You got to understand that it was Jesus that was in Mary, and it was John. John was the forerunner for Jesus that was in Elizabeth. So I'm going to take a time out here for a minute, Pastor, because before the foundation of the world was even thought about, and God was thinking who was going to redeem the world, he said, well, Jesus, you're going to go into Mary, and John is going to go into Elizabeth. That wasn't the first time they saw each other. So you got to understand, spiritually, when we connect with one another, it ain't the first time we've seen each other. Amen? Because the spirit in you knows the spirit in me. We ought to be leaping all the time. I feel like preaching that. I ought to hear what I'm saying. When you get around a believer and you got something inside you and they got something inside them and you're trying to birth this thing into existence, kind of sound like where we are right now with this COVID-19, because don't know when, we've never seen this before. Don't know what's going on. We can't get into the church. Well, some places you can't get into, and it's all right. Because when you see your believer and you see your brother, it ought to be a leaping sensation. Okay, let me see if I can break this down a different way. Today, I'm just going to be in my own house today. I know people who are believers, and they call you on the phone, and they're a believer, and they're supposed to be saved, sanctified, and all the other stuff. But yet, their conversation is not a leaping for joy. They're not talking joy to the situation because they're not following or be led inside them. They're looking at everything in the natural. Okay, let me go a different way.
Yes,
have you ever just been sitting at home happy and believers call you and they just suck all the energy out of you? And you can't find nothing nowhere, and they can't find no happiness nowhere. The fact that you just got to turn your phone off, and you can only have it off for so long, because then they're going to start coming to the house, knocking on your door, bothering your peace. Okay. When you got Jesus on the inside, and you hook up with someone else that got Jesus on the inside, there ought to be a leaping sensation. Now, that's not Mary talking, that's the book. Mary and Elizabeth. There was a leaping sensation. This is how you know when you go to the wrong church, when you can't find no sensation nowhere. Okay, here we go. I'm almost done because I'm about to get happy.
Elder,
you
got to
understand.
Elder,
yeah, go ahead.
This is good. This is good. I'm so sorry, but I just saw something that I wanted to say. I'm going back to your verse 28, when the angel came to Mary and he told her that she was highly favored and that the Lord was with her.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we know story and we know the end of the story. We know what Mary was getting ready to face and go through. And it just reminds me, it was like God was like allowing the angel to tell her that she was blessed and highly favored because of things that were getting ready to happen in her life.
Amen.
So she had something that she can hold on to. See, God's word is there for us to hold on to when we're going through something. God is reminding her in the very beginning, look, you're blessed and highly favored. I know some days you're not going to feel like you're blessed and highly favored, but I want you to hold on to that word during those days. When things get a little tough, when things get a little rough, I want you to remember that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You got to have a word to hold on to. Days when it do get rough, those days when it do get hard, those days when you feel like you have no strength, you hold on to God's word that he gave you in the beginning. See, you started really good, but then things got tough and you fell off. It's because you didn't hold on to what God gave you in the beginning. You didn't hold on to those words. You were studying real good, but then you got a little slack, so you don't have anything to hold on to. You were praying real good, but now you done got a little lazy, so you're not praying as much, so you don't have anything to hold on to. So it just reminds me, the way we started, we got to keep that momentum up. We got to go after our first love so that when we go through things, because we know that Mary went through some stuff where she had to have Jesus at, you know, leaving and being in a manger. You know, nobody wants to go to a manger to deliver a baby, but we got to remember that the angel said, remember this, you're blessed and highly favored. So it just reminds me, we got to remember what God says in his word about us, that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Even though we may be going through, we got something to hold on to. That's all I wanted to say.
Yes.
That was enough. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Anyone else want to comment?
I'd like to. I'm thinking of confirmation. A lot of times we get a word from God, and depending on what that word is or how strong that word may be, God will allow or send confirmation to reassure us that what he said, he said. A lot of times we hear things and we're not sure if that's God or if that's just us thinking. So I've scripture and preached this many times. Never saw that meaning God, the angel sending Mary to Elizabeth to bear witness or to give confirmation of what was. Now, it brings confirmation, and then we get the miraculous leap. The Spirit, the Holy Ghost, which is inside of Mary by way of Jesus, bears witness to the Spirit or the Holy Ghost that's inside of Elizabeth by way of John the Baptist. I have, you know, along those lines, brings agreement. See, if when you got the Holy Ghost, two people got the Holy Ghost, there should be a agreement. There should be a witness that bear. My spirit should bear witness to your spirit. L.L., you hit on this a few moments ago. And the scripture comes to mind, how can two walk together except they agree? Meaning the only way for me and you to walk side by side, hand in hand, is the spirit in me have to agree with the spirit in you. Which brings to mind, whenever you find a person, be it in the church, on the job, in your family, that loves to gossip, or a person that loves to start stuff. I'm going to be preaching a message Friday concerning some of this. A person that loves to just stir up mess, they have a spirit inside of them, and they seek the same type person that has that same spirit inside of them. A gossiper seeks out another person that likes to gossip, someone that they can feed gossip to. Symbolically, I mean, similar to the Spirit of God, a praiser, a worshiper, is going to seek out another worshiper, another praiser. I'm a praiser. So if you don't like to praise God, me and you just not going to, it's not going to be so much, it's only going to be so much me and you going to be able to do together, because I love to praise and I love to worship. I love to exalt. I love to magnify God. So some of us, we have been infected, not by the coronavirus, but by negativity, because we entertain that spirit for too long. And now that spirit that lingered around us have infected us. And now once you're infected, what happens? Now you're finding somebody else that you can infect. Then they get infected. Then they find somebody else they can infect. That's what happens a lot of times in the church, in your home, on your job, is it starts with one person that has a devil or that has a demon, that has a foul spirit, and now you got chaos all in the church or all in your family or all in your home, all because that spirit has infected other people. Now, what if we took that same spirit and lived like Jesus taught us and told us to live, and was infectious, preaching and teaching and loving people the way Jesus did? So, that's it. Doc, you're doing a great job on tonight. That I just never thought about that, the confirmation of telling Mary something that's so powerful, her needing to go to a family member to receive confirmation on, yeah, that's about to happen. And so, yeah, good, great teaching tonight, Doc. Thank you.
Thank you. I to bring out again principles and Evangelist Stanton brought it out, verse 28, how you got to remember that you are highly favored. You have to know that because you're going to need to hold on to that when God gives you something. Because when God gives you something, everybody ain't going to believe you. And you're going to have to go through a whole lot of disarray in order to have this thing birthed. Then when you do find someone, you got to find someone like an Elizabeth. There ain't too many Elizabeths out there. But they are out there, but there ain't too many of them. And you
right.
got to make sure they had the qualifications
right.
of an Elizabeth. You got to make sure, and like I said, don't necessarily have to be old, but in my day, older people saw had a lot of wisdom. If you sat around and talked to older people, they can tell you some things to how to make it over because they had the wisdom to do it. Even the bums, back in my day, the bums, they may have dressed bummy. Their clothes may have been dirty, but they had on a jacket, a shirt, a tie, and a hat. Amen. Even though you knew they were a bum, they was respectable bums that can give you some wisdom. What I'm saying about that today is you don't see those respectable bums no more. You can see a bum that's all dressed up from head to toe, but they still have that access of a bum. Make sure your circle is with people like Elizabeth.
There you go.
That believes in miracles and that
yes.
is a worshiper. Not a gossiper, but a worshiper, and someone that's having a baby too. And don't forget, she was 6 months pregnant. And
right.
I get excited about this. And the Bible says in 36 that nothing shall be impossible. You take these things that I'm giving you and you feed it into your spirit, you'll be okay. Instead of like the pastor was talking about feeding that negativity, that gossip, well, how you going to do that? You know, people always got that one person or two people that's going to ask questions. And even though
right.
you don't understand it fully yet, because Mary didn't understand
right.
it fully yet, and the angel knew it. That's why he told her to go see Elizabeth. So you ain't going to understand
right.
everything that the Lord is doing, but he'll hook you up with someone that's going through something similar to what you're going through. And I'm almost done. And the reason I wanted to do this as my first teaching is because back in December, the Lord told me something in a hotel room in Ohio. I didn't understand what was going on. I didn't understand the making of what was going on. But we went to Ohio, and my wife, we went to see our mothers and for Christmas and everything, and I got sick. I had to go back to the hotel room. And the kids was getting on my wife's nerves, everything. And I said to myself, going into this year, things is going to be done different. And the Lord spoke to me. He told me to step out on faith. He was speaking to me and said some crazy stuff to me to the point where I talked to my wife. We came home, made a vision board. My wife led me to Praise Tabernacle. I didn't see it. Didn't see it coming. Didn't know nothing about it. She sat me down and said, we're going to go to this church. I didn't even know who Pastor Omar was. I didn't even know that was him on the organ when I first got there. I didn't know nothing about nobody. And then the Lord was telling me again in December, and I'm going to be done in a minute. Verse 56 is where I'm going home at. The Lord said, Derek, start your radio program back up. This is in December. January, we started a little bit of radio. Before I even knew about a pandemic or COVID-19, and the Lord put in my spirit, there, you're going to start reaching thousands and thousands of people through your blog talk radio. And I laughed. I said, Lord, I don't know how we're going to do it, but okay. Okay, Lord, I don't know. I'm talking crazy on this radio. I know I'm going to reach thousands and thousands of people. And the Lord somehow worked up this COVID-19. Now, people can say that it's been bad for you. This COVID-19 has birthed a lot of things in existence in my life. It's been birthed in because of the people I've surrounded myself around. I made a commitment to be here on Tuesday night. So when I hear the word, I'm hearing because it's building up my spirit, man. I should always be happy because I got to be in service every Friday night. I got to be in service every Sunday morning, hearing the word of God. And when you become hearers of the word, you become doers of the word. Now, I want to do things in the world. I want to do things in my home. I want to shout in my house. Amen. I didn't mean to go that far, but that's how this all came about. And just so I can say this, so for the nayers of God that don't believe what I'm saying, we're reaching thousands and thousands of people all over the country. It don't matter if it's Tuesday night. is thousands of people. We're sowing seeds. And not sometimes only sowing seeds, but sometimes we're watering the seed. We don't know the season. We don't know when we're going to get the harvest back right. But the Lord is telling me, week after week, day after day, look at your numbers. People are receiving what you're saying. We have thousands of people ready to receive the word of God. Now, this was birthed in COVID-19. This was birthed because we can't go to church. And if I'm not mistaken, and I could be wrong when I say this, but I believe the preachers would always say, what happened if we couldn't be outside these four walls of the church? What would you do?
Right.
Now that now that it becomes our reality and our new reality, we got to have church at home. So let me get to my last part. Verse 56. And it says, and Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months. And I did some research, you Google anything, you can come up with a lot of stuff. When a woman is pregnant, when Mary first went to Elizabeth, she just had a little fleshy baby, just a little spot. That's all that it was a spot, as it was an embryo. But after 3 months, her trimester, the baby starts as early stages of hearing. It starts as early stages of hands. Its feet start to develop. It starts to eat on its own. The baby in the womb is starved after 3 months. So she stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months. What I'm saying is if you stay with us for about 3 months, you can start your own ministry at your own house, because church started at home. But you need to start somewhere. And right now it might just be an embryo. But if you hang with us for about 3 months, like the scripture says, Mary went to her own house. Because she could stand on her own feet then. But I'm trying to tell the people in the church today is if you stay in the Word for about 3 months, you can go to your own house. You can start developing things on your own. You can hear God on your own. You can clap on your own. You can shout on your own. And then when you go into the house of the Lord, it ain't going to take no one to pump you up because you're already connected.
Yes.
Let me see if I can say this a different way. You know, when you get in church, we come to church, and it takes a B3 organ to pump you up. See, it shouldn't take a B3 organ to pump you up. It shouldn't take drums to pump you up. It shouldn't take someone singing an E-flat and all the perk to pump you up. You should be pumped up, A, because the spirit in you is connected to the spirit that's in me. And just because we're connected together, we ought to be rejoicing because we're in the house of the Lord together. And when you get that in you, you can start doing things on your own in your own house. Elizabeth gave Mary that, and she stayed there for 3 months, and she went to her own house. All what I'm trying to say is this. As long as I've been, and it ain't been long, in Praise Tabernacle, and my goals was when I started was to have church and have my whole house in this church. Well, we ain't there yet, but we almost there. And they say, well, how can you have church in your home? Well, I'm not talking about your home. I'm talking about the home inside your body. That's the type of home I'm talking about. You can have church all by yourself. You don't need all this stuff that these preachers have been lying to you for years, and now that you can't get in the church, you don't know what to do. And I can't speak for the pastor, and I can't speak for anyone on the panel, but majority of my conversation is with believers who are struggling going through something. And I'm saying to myself, well, the word of God, you know the same word I know. Why aren't you applying it together? It's just that simple. And I've been a big fool for years because I never put this to practice like this. Now I got to put a word on all my problems. I'm still dealing with problems from months ago, but the reason I'm happy about it is because I put the word on it. Now I just let the Lord deal with it. I ain't got to deal with it no more. I'm free from it. But I'm still working in some areas, but the word is going to take care of it when the Lord sees fit for it to be totally taken care of. I'm still in development. Mm. I'm happy because of the word of God. I'm happy to come to Tuesday night Bible study. Now, I don't care who teaches, but I know I'm going to get a word and I know where the word is coming from. The word is coming from the Spirit of God, and the same Spirit of God I got, you got, so you ought to get happy right about now because we're on the same one accord. And when you're on the same one accord,
yes,
we can be happy for each other. And just like if the pastor is blessed and Elder Taylor is blessed and Evangelist Stanton is blessed, I know my blessing is coming right around the corner because he's in our neighborhood. And as long as we keep doing that for one another, we will always be blessed. That's why people always tuning in from other churches, listening to what we got going on, because they want some of these blessings that we got over here that they're not getting over there. Now it's time for me to go to my own house. And that's really the message that I have. And I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful, A, for my wife, for being obedient to the Lord and for telling me. I ain't the easiest person to talk to sometimes. Pray for my wife because I get on all her nerves. And that last nerve, I know I get on. So keep her in prayer because she got to deal with me. And I'm not the easiest person to deal with because I'm a preacher. And preachers are the hardest people to get along with. I know we ain't going to admit to it, but I'm quite sure the wives would agree with me. Preachers are the hardest people to get along with. And thank the Lord that she was led by the Lord and I could follow her. And now, the results, after being with y'all for 3 months, I ain't got to say nothing else. But we're reaching thousands of people every time we come on this air, Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday. And a little bit on the Wednesday we was doing. And I'm totally grateful for that because the Lord showed me that back in December. I didn't know how, but I'm thankful for the Lord for showing us. And with that being said, tonight, if you want to birth your miracle, if you're dealing with something that the Lord put on your heart, remember, you're highly favored. Remember, God found favor with you, so you are qualified. Remember, when you find your Elizabeth, that she is, that she believes in miracles too, and that she's a worshiper. And also remember, stay with her for 3 months. And after 3 months, you go to your own house. And I guarantee you, you will birth that thing into existence. That's all I got, Pastor.
Well, I tell you what. Let the church say yes. Great job, man. Great job. Great job. Great word. Amen. Amen. Birth your miracle. Elder, they folks, members are texting me and Karen, on, they're so excited about the word on tonight. They, Lord, help us. Amen. Somebody said you was a great addition to our team. So thank God. Thank God for that on tonight. Listen, beloved, don't you let nobody, don't you let nothing take from you what God has birthed in you. No abortion. No abortions. No miscarriages. No abortion, no miscarriages. Let me say that again. Don't let the devil trick you. No abortion. Don't you abort it. Stay the course. No miscarriages. Don't let stress, don't let strain cause you to miscarriage the miracle that God has impregnated you with. Because there is somebody. There's a song says that says, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind? And there's so many other things. If Mary had aborted, if Mary had a miscarriage, we all would be in trouble. So don't you miscarriage, don't you abort that word from God. There's a miracle because you are blessed and highly favored. You are blessed and highly favored. My God, what a word on tonight. My daddy would say, if my daddy was here tonight, he would remind the people that there's two times he likes to preach and two times that he's excited about preaching. And the first one is when someone gets up and they can't preach. And then when someone gets up and they can preach. So, Doc, you done preached, you done talked tonight. And I tell you what, that there's going to be no need for me to call Sister Oliver and report any trouble. I'm going to tell her to go ahead on and feed you some good preacher soup, give you some good preaching soup and some preaching tea on tonight. You have encouraged the saints. I'm encouraged. My wife, man, she's encouraged. Amen. The panel, Elder Taylor, I know he's encouraged. Evangelist Stanton is encouraged. And the saints, so many was texting me just while you was just exploding. And they are encouraged. So we thank God. Praise Tabernacle. Look, I tell you, God is still blessing us. God is still blessing us. Throughout this pandemic, we're going to still praise God. We're going to continue to praise him. The reason why is because the gospel message is still being preached. The gospel is still being taught. As a matter of fact, we are preaching and teaching now more than we ever have. We are preaching and teaching now more than we ever have. And the truth of the matter, Praise Tabernacle, we have some type of word going forth every Monday night, Tuesday, Friday, and there's at least four times that a representative of Praise Tabernacle is on preaching and ministering the gospel at least four times a week. Every Monday night with Elder Oliver and his wife, Lady Keisha Oliver, and every Tuesday night, our Bible study, every Friday night, me and my family, my precious wife and my children, and every Sunday, Praise Tabernacle corporately once more and again. So we're thankful. We're grateful to all of my Praise Tabernacle. Be encouraged. We love you. And God is adding to the church daily such as need to be saved, such as need to be healed. And we have no hope in December, early part of January, in the gift of God seeing us by way of Elder Derek Oliver and his wife. Grateful. We're grateful. God saw what was going to happen. He sent Corona, but I am saying he allowed it to come. But one thing I know for sure, he allowed Corona to come. And we're just grateful that we have still this opportunity to yet reach the masses with the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you on tonight. We glorify you. We magnify your name. The question was asked, how do we reach the masses, men of every birth? For an answer, Jesus gave tea. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. And God, we thank you for allowing us one more night to lift you up so that man and woman can hear about you, can hear the good news. And God, we pray now that you would continue to strengthen the Oliver family in the name of Jesus. Continue to lift them up. Every heart, every soul that's tuned in on tonight, we pray a special prayer for them. But we're getting so many words of death all around us. Things are happening as never before. But God, we thank you that you are still God and you still reign on the throne. As we leave this place, but never your presence, Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20 tells us to go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. God bless you. Chaos Blog Talk Radio. Listen, tune back in Friday night. There's a word from the Lord. We're going to be preaching. Hopefully, the Lord delay his coming. We're going to be preaching from the topic, beware of the many family. Beware of the many family. In this family, they tell many lies. They run many places. So beware of the many family. Tune in on Friday night to hear the conclusion of the matter. God bless you.
Amen.